This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Education Ministry confirms all schools ready for the new year. Artificial intelligence to make a historic debut in school curriculum next week. A prominent businessman challenges growth figures as more families seek back to school aid. Criticism continues for government's housing record. And the United States and Panama move to secure UN approval for entry into Haiti. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw has announced that all public schools are ready for the start of the new academic year. Speaking at a walkthrough of the St. Luke's Brighton Primary School, which is set to host staff and students for the first time since November after a number of infrastructure upgrades, Dr. Archer Bradshaw outlined that it's the ministry's goal to continue making physical improvements to the nation's schools.
This is all part of our education transformation agenda. If you think about the five elements of it, one of them deals with the physical infrastructure. And we want to make sure that all school plants are conducive to teaching and learning to the best of our ability. And school can indeed resume on the 8th of September, 2025 for all schools across the island. As we speak, we are ensuring that certain checks are being carried out. As you know, with checks, certain things may arise that you may have to address. But again, it is about being nimble and being able to respond to any challenges that arise.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Artificial intelligence, two words that will now have a permanent place in Barbados's school curriculum. The Ministry of Educational Transformation is partnering with the National Transformation Initiative to roll out the basics of generative AI across all schools in the new term, aiming to bring students in line with global practices. Education Minister Chad Blackman had signaled the move earlier, and NTI Assistant Director Raphael Saul has now outlined further details of the partnership.
This initiative between the National Transformation Initiative and the Ministry of Educational Transformation, our desire is to leverage the access secured by the government of Barbados to our catalog of over 13,500 online courses in a myriad of learning areas, but relevant to this partnership specifically in AI. We want to position Barbadian students to be leaders in the global AI revolution so they can understand the inherent opportunities and risks and be able to navigate an AI-driven world successfully, being what I call contributors and not merely consumers. We want to provide an asynchronous learning tool that allows students on-demand access to complementary and advanced upskilling opportunities. And we also want to strengthen the existing information technology or IT programs within schools.
He also outlined the structure of the course that students will be undertaking.
Of course, we are very pleased to introduce now to the curriculum the course Introduction to Generative AI. It is a one-hour course covering the following fundamentals: defining what generative AI is, explaining how generative AI works, describing the different model types within generative AI, and also describing generative AI applications. As I mentioned, this is a one-hour course delivered by Google. That might be an entity with which you are familiar. And as you see here on screen, for those of you who are following along, almost a million people worldwide have already enrolled in this course.
NTI's Assistant Director Raphael Saul. As thousands of students prepare to return to school next week, businessman Eddie Abed is warning of a growing number of families in need of help. He points to a troubling disconnect between government's reports of economic growth and low unemployment and the reality of more Barbadians struggling to make ends meet.
It worries me that year after year, this level of need keeps increasing. The country is at 6.5% unemployment. The central bank tells us the economy is growing, and yet we see all these people who are in need. Something's not adding up. And every time I have the opportunity, I reach out to corporate Barbados to try to help, because there are so many people who may have made bad decisions, circumstances may have not been in their favor, who are in a situation where they can't provide for their children to go to school. And candidly, education is the only way that these kids are going to be able to advance themselves. So we need, as a community, as a country, as citizens, to assist where we can.
In light of this, corporate Barbados is being urged to step up and match the growing need with greater support for the most vulnerable.
Everybody from large communication companies to banks to insurance companies and just, you know, mom and pop businesses try to assist. I think the problem we have are those who have any interaction with people who are in need. So they're in an environment where they see it and feel it, understand it. Those who are in offices outside of Bridgetown who don't necessarily come into contact with the general population of the country don't see it. So they're a very sanitary environment and they don't see the need. They don't have any contact with it. So it doesn't necessarily reverberate with them as it would with somebody like myself who sees it every day in Bridgetown. And that's the problem. That I think it's not that people don't want to help, that they just are not aware of it.
Businessman and former Chamber of Commerce President Eddie Abed. The Ministry of Housing is again facing criticism, this time from former St. George South candidate Dawn Marie Armstrong. Speaking just a day after Dwight Sutherland resigned as housing minister, Armstrong, now the DLP's candidate for St. Michael North, argued that the real challenge lies in the ministry's failure to understand the true housing needs of Barbadians.
Housing failing at this point in time reflects a larger problem with this government actually showing that it cares about its people. No houses are being built, but there are so many Bajans that are borderline homeless. And we often say homelessness is somebody sleeping on the street and, you know, they don't have anywhere to go for the night. But there are people who literally are sleeping on couches, you know, with children, sometimes sleeping on the ground. Sometimes you go to canvas at a house and you see there are 5 and 6 people in a two-bedroom household, you know, and people will say, oh, well, they're family and they're always welcome, but are they living comfortably?
Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Michael North, Dawn Marie Armstrong. The Barbados Defence Force, BDF, is seeking to foster closer relations with members of the public in an effort to showcase their work, tools, and various programs. Under the theme Military We Gathering, a series of activities are going on this week to celebrate not just active officers, but also veterans, cadets, and other youth groups on the island. Communications officer at the BDF, Lieutenant Shamar Gollop, outlined the details.
This week is really a week-long celebration aiming to bring together veterans, former cadets, current members of the force, their families, and the entire Barbadian community. You know, and it's going to feature a mix of ceremony events, youth engagement activities, health and wellness programs, and this really, really family and community-oriented activities.
And on Sunday, for the grand finale, there will be National Armory tours, rum sampling and cocktails by local mixologists, food tasting and various meals prepared by local chefs, a kids' zone, and there will be food and drinks on sale and something for everyone.
Communications officer at the BDF, Lieutenant Shamar Gollop. The United States and Panama are pressing the UN Security Council to approve a 5,500-strong force for Haiti with powers to detain gang members and to tackle the worsening violence. They want to expand the Kenya-led mission, which was meant to deploy 2,500 troops but has fewer than 1,000 on the ground currently. With gangs now controlling 90% of Port-au-Prince and spreading chaos into rural areas, UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, gave this update to the Security Council.
Children are being forced into combat roles, directly participating in armed confrontations. Others are being used as couriers, as lookouts, as porters to carry weapons, or are exploited for domestic labor, roles that expose them to grave and lasting physical and psychological harm. As I saw when I visited Haiti, children are being subjected to appalling sexual violence that has reached unprecedented levels. In 2024, the number of reported cases of sexual violence against children rose by 1,000% over the previous year.
UNICEF's Executive Director, Catherine Russell. Recapping the headlines. The Education Ministry confirms all schools ready for the new term. Artificial intelligence to make historic debut in school curriculum next week. A prominent businessman challenges growth figures as more families seek back-to-school aid. Criticism continues for government's housing record. And the United States and Panama move to secure UN approval for entry into Haiti. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.